This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time to go to the guest line again today. Senior Vice President and Chief Downtown Officer for Greater St. Louis, Inc., Kurt Weigel, joins us after we've had a lot of developments downtown. Yesterday, we learned of the finalizing of the purchase of the land where the Millennium Hotel is and a new district that's going to end up being developed there. It's going to take some time, but that's going to happen. A lot of other stories in the news. We want to get to Kurt now. It's good for you, or good of you to join us today, Kurt. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. I'm calling from the airport. I'm on my way to visit my parents. So I apologize if there's any extra noise.
No,
we were just speculating that you were just like, you're on the lam. You're getting out of Dodge.
That you've done something wrong.
This is a great time for downtown. Why would I be getting out of Dodge?
That's a great point. Fun.
Yes. So what are your thoughts on the new developments where the Millennium Hotel currently sits?
I think it's outstanding. You know, I think when a developer of this stature, like Cordish Companies, expresses a plan to develop a parcel that is so prominent like that in downtown, I think it's good for that parcel, clearly. And I like the plan that they've come up with. But also, I think it speaks volumes to others who may be considering investment in downtown St. Louis. Like I said, this is a highly respected company. We know they already have a footprint here at Ballpark Village. And, you know, for them to be taking this on, I think it sends a strong message to the rest of the investment community.
Well, and this is a big one. We mentioned this in the last hour, but it's the old Millennium Hotel site. Both of the existing hotel towers, the original towers, will be demolished. It will be a new development. So you are talking about a development that quite literally changes the St. Louis skyline.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, I think that it takes a lot of different parts to make a great downtown. And I think clearly a project that is $670 million of investment downtown is huge. But, you know, what we talk about at Greater St. Louis with all of our partners, including Gateway Arch Park Foundation, who's playing a major role in redeveloping Millennium, is it's the small stuff, too. You know, and that's why things like our downtown summer nights that is coming up again tonight are so important, just to create the right kind of vibe downtown, you know, movies and music and fun, great St. Louis food, the smell of, you know, food trucks wafting through the air. It takes all of these things. And so, you know, I'm just glad that I feel like we're hitting on a lot of cylinders right now.
So Ryan McClure, who is with the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, and today or maybe yesterday said that it's going to take like a year and a half before the site is even cleared to begin construction on it, because there's a lot of stuff that has to be done ahead of time. So what happens between now and then? Is it just about waiting, or is it that the prospect of this thing being built spurs other potential development?
Yeah, so this is, like we talked about, it's a big, big project. And, you know, it will take a while for people to start seeing, you know, new construction coming out of the ground. There's a lot that has to happen, the financing and the approvals and all the rest of it. But that's why everything else that we have going on in the interim, you know, our enhanced public safety program that we rolled out with the ambassadors is so important to make people in the interim feel better about being downtown, having a great experience downtown in every single way. You know, walking down the street and hearing music from some of the buskers that you hear downtown now, the street performers, all of that stuff is happening in the interim. And I just don't want to lose sight of the fact that there's a lot happening mm-hmm. while we're shepherding, you know, major projects like this through the pipeline.
Well, you brought up public safety, and I know that is, you know, top of mind for a lot of people, especially people listening in St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Franklin County, Jefferson County, all people who, I mean, we all say, oh, we're from St. Louis, right, when we go out of town, but maybe worried about what they hear in the news when it comes to crime. Obviously, there was a big push over 4th of July weekend for the St. Louis City Police to crack down on young people, anybody, but especially young people with fireworks or guns and so forth. So what have you... how has your relationship been with the new mayor administration, the police chief, and just coordinating for public safety for events like downtown summer nights?
Well, you know, we have the benefit of having a relationship with Mayor Spencer back to the time when she was 8th Ward Alderwoman. So you know, we're going to continue to support the mayor, our alder people, all of them in that work. And, you know, and I just want to draw attention to the tornado and the strong work that the entire city has been doing to help folks who are really in really desperate need after that storm. And so, you know, I think, yes, we will continue to build, you know, toward what we need to do downtown. But, you know, I think a lot of us still are really focused on the tornado and the reaction to that. And, you know, so I think that, you know, downtown will get its due in due time. Like I said, this is built on relationships that we've been building now for years. But, you know, I think I just want to give a nod to all those folks who are still suffering because of the tornado.
Kurt Weigel with Greater St. Louis, Inc. joins us here on KMOX. And there was a story about a week or so ago regarding the East-West Gateway Council and a push from local businesses and organizations, including Greater St. Louis, Inc., that want there to be a plan to stop the population loss in the entire St. Louis area. What is behind this effort? And I'll be honest, I kind of... sort of thought that effort was already being done. What is different about this?
Yeah, I think you're right. That objective is built into the 2030 jobs plan. That is our guiding document at Greater St. Louis, Inc. To a large extent, certainly across, you know, the majority of what we do as an organization. So yes, growing the population is important, but we know there are many components of that. One of those components is something that we work on all the time at GSL, which is attracting new employers, new jobs to our metro. In order to have people live in your city, in your metro, you've got to have the jobs for them. And so all of that is combined. But that is really at the core of what we do at GSL is attract new businesses, attract new individuals to our town. And this is why the downtown effort is so important, is because we know that great cities, great metros across the country have great downtowns. It just makes it easier when we're out selling the city and the metro to the rest of the world to point to a really fabulous, a vibrant, exciting, beautiful downtown. And so all of this is really related. And I think that's why, you know, the role of GSL in this, I think, is really pivotal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know in the St. Louis area, including into the counties, growth has slowed even out in St. Charles County. St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman has long been a proponent of boosting the city of St. Louis, right? In order for the surrounding counties to thrive, the city itself has to thrive. How has your relationship been with the surrounding counties around the city?
Well, I just want to note that Steve Ellman himself showed up in Jeff City when we were pushing a bill that would have benefited all of the state by improving main streets across the state. But a big portion of that benefit would accrue to big downtowns like Kansas City and to St. Louis. And he showed up himself to support that bill in the legislature. And I think that speaks volumes of how this entire metro is coming together to support one agenda for growth in our metro. And that was a very proud moment for me to sit at the testimony table with Steve. And I just think that he sets a great example. I think we see more and more of that across the metro all the time. And I'm really proud to be part of that.
Kurt, we were also wanting to talk to you about Downtown Summer Nights happening at Keener Plaza. It's every Thursday. It goes on from 5 until 8, and it happens through the end of August. What can people expect with Downtown Summer Nights this year?
Well, only come down if you like fun.
That's okay.
The first thing. You have to like fun. But we mix into that fun music and movies. And so every night you come down Thursday through the end of the summer, you're going to have a movie. We've got a really great lineup: Frozen, Mamma Mia, The Wiz, are some that we've got coming up. And or if it's not that, it's going to be a great performer. Like Aida Ade is performing this tonight, actually. And so it's just, it's enjoying yourself with a movie, with your family, with great St. Louis food. Under the arch, it's just such a beautiful experience to be able to sit out there watching one of these movies on the big screen with the arch in the background. It's an experience you cannot get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, and tonight I highly recommend it. Not only do you have the live music like you mentioned, but some of the vendors, Poor Decisions, P-O-U-R, mm-hmm. Get it? Poor Decisions, High Point. Everybody loves High Point, and Doc's Shaved Ice. That's like you're 3 for 3 there with winners.
It is. I'll tell you what, though. Every time I'm out there, I get something to eat and drink, and they've all been winners so far.
That's
awesome. We're so blessed in this town to have such great food culture, and that's expressed in our food trucks who show up on Thursday nights for Downtown Summer Nights. So, it's fun. It's relaxing. It's just, I can't say enough good about it. It's just a way to unwind, kind of lead into the weekend with music, movies, and fun.
Downtown Summer Nights every Thursday through the end of August, 5 to 8 o'clock at night. Movies start at 6 o'clock if you're coming to see that. Before we let you go, what can you tell us about the search for a new CEO for Greater St. Louis, Inc.?
Well, I think you probably know our board of directors selected a national executive placement firm that's handling the CEO search. That process is underway, and we'll announce that selection once they finish the process.
Sounds good. Kurt Weigel, safe travels. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Kurt is the Senior Vice President and Chief Downtown Officer for Greater St. Louis, Inc.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ooh, tight. Inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.